Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Well, I was a product of the 1950s, and I lived in a place called Westbrook Park in Clifton Heights, and there were thousands and thousands of us kids because they were all row homes. So I can remember the first day I went to kindergarten. It was 11:30 in the morning, and there was a soap opera on. And every day when that soap opera came on, I knew it was time to go to school, and we would all head out the door together, and we probably had 50, 60 kids at our bus stop. As we got older, we walked. We were allowed to walk to school. So other than that, I was just a curious student. My mother said I always had questions to ask about everything. And I think it was just a pretty normal, you know, childhood, other than the fact that, you know, we really had a lot of kids, and we had a, it was safe. Every parent was your parent. There was nothing you could do that your parents really didn't find out about, because all the other parents ratted on you. So we had all kinds of, we jumped rope, we went into the woods, we collected salamanders and nature stuff, and so it was pretty normal. I think it was pretty normal childhood.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
To a teenager? I would say to a teenager that I would start to learn and inform myself about what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Okay. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while growing up.
Well, there were several. I had a teacher that I had from 7th to 12th grade. His name was Ken Powell. And he was an industrial arts teacher. I learned a lot about life. He gave me a lot of good advice, and we stayed friends until the day he died. My parents were, you know, both, of course, big influences in my life. They were really great parents. So that takes care of a teacher, and it takes care of my parents and my grandfather, who I loved and adored.
What chores did you do? What was your first job?
My first job was that I actually did printing work for the school district here at Rose Tree Media when I was in 7th and 8th grade. And then after that, my first job would have been that there was a restaurant out on Baltimore Pike near the Granite Run Mall, and I started working there when I was 12.
Did you watch a lot of television?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was 1950s, television was new, and we all watched a lot of television. But the screen was only about 12 inches big, so you had to really, and black and white.
Yeah.
And it wasn't on all day. It was only on for a couple hours a day.
So you watched it, like, all that you could?
I watched, you know, Saturday morning. So, first off, there was no PBS or anything like that. There wasn't a lot of true educational stuff on. But on Saturday morning, there was just, all day long, there was kids' shows. Mm. And everything from cartoons to, live kids shows.